this track here, Extended Technique, brand new from Zen Model. This released today, right? The EP, My Device, came out today.
Full release, yeah.
Full release came out today. This was the lead single, though. Like, this was the lead track.
Sane.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I should explain who I'm talking to, who the ghostly voices are. I am chatting to Constantine and Kel of Canary Soundwork over in Los Angeles. And we're going to be talking about the Zen Model release and also what Canary Soundwork is a little bit. So kind of how I got onto Zen Model. They had a track on 29 Speedway in 2022. I think it was on Channel Plus, that VA. And then when I moved over to LA, I think one of the first things I did was go to one of Canary's club nights. And I think Zen Model actually played live at that night, which to me was crazy because, I was already a fan of theirs over in New Zealand. And I was like, okay, this is the spot to be. And yeah, that turned out to be true because Canary is a really, really cool space. There's like quite a tight-knit community that surrounds it. So I am joined by Kel and Constantine, who have just launched the label side of Canary, Canary Soundwork. So kia ora, hello, how are you guys going?
What's up? Hey, how's it going? Good to hear from you.
Yes, side note, we're also mates, and I haven't seen them for a wee while now.
Yeah,
and I miss you guys a lot. So thank you so much for coming on today. This is awesome. I reckon the first thing we should maybe talk about is Zen Model. Who are they to people who'd be unfamiliar with their music?
Yeah, they're two guys based in... Well, they started in like upstate New York, but they're both from LA. And they were making music. They've been making music for like, I don't know, 4 years at least, more. And now Clay, one of the members, he just moved to Berlin. So he lives there now. And they kind of work remotely and they send each other.
And Lucas is the other half. Yeah. Who's still based in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... You go, Constantine. Sorry, cut you off.
No.
No, I was just gonna say that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Clay also like came to London this summer and played at one of my shows, which was fun. They're both really talented, like amazing musicians in their own right.
Yeah. And so, was this EP? Did they create this before they started making music remotely, or was this something that they cooked up while they were both still in LA?
I think it was like some of it might have been in the works while they were still here, but it kind of was either way. It was kind of around the transition period.
Yeah.
Just a little background of like how we got connected with them is I actually met Lucas first, I think, at a Motion Ward event here. And then, I'd also like known about his music from just like Spotify or something like that.
Yeah.
And he started coming to parties, Clay did as well. And I don't even remember actually if they played here a live set first when we did this. We did this series where it was a bunch of free Thursday parties. So it was like every Thursday for a month, we did like a free party and each one was kind of themed. Mm. And one of the ones that became this reoccurring one was this live party. So all the acts were fully live. So we did this crazy thing where we had this like chaos table of bajillion like modular rigs, drum machines, synths, etc. And they were kind of like the headlining act for the first one. And that was the first time they played here, but they've actually also scored two exhibitions for us, this Wilt series, where we've done these floral exhibitions and had different musicians come in and score them. So they did the first, they actually did all the first scorings for that exhibition. And then for the second time we did that, they just did one because it was kind of insane doing like three it in like 6 hours.
Yeah. And I remember the live series when I saw them play. That was like quite a cool. Was that the one where they were facing each other, like across the disc? Yeah.
Yeah, the face-off thing, it's kind of funny because that was just out of practicality. I mean, our space is like not that big. Mm. It's funny, some people call it a micro club when we're doing club nights. But it's only about 1,000 square feet. And we use the front half for the dance floor and the back half is like a lounge bar situation. But in the front, because we had the tables in there, we need to have dance floor space as well. We kind of had it so all the acts were like facing each other. And a couple of acts kind of use that model, like Icefall. Now they just kind of do that for all their things. They do like the battle stations face-off thing.
Yeah, it's so cool. And everyone listening in right now won't be able to see it, but Cal and Constantine have their video on Zoom, so I can see into the space itself. And also I've been lucky enough to attend many a dance party at Canary.
Many.
Pardon? Oh yeah, and I've played a couple as well, and it's always super cool. Can you kind of like describe what the space is like? Because I think that's kind of like quite a unique part of Canary.
Sure. Like you mean like the setup or just like in general what we're doing?
The setup, but also in general what you're doing.
Yeah. So a brief description of the space. So I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with the LA area or even more specifically the Fashion District. So we're based in the heart of the Fashion District and we took over this corner unit that is in this like, it's kind of like a market almost for clothes, and each unit is pretty much the same format, different shaped though, where the front room is just fully lined with slat wall and the back has these industrial racks. And our space functions both as an experimental sound, video performance, installation art gallery, and then also we are also the other half of it's dedicated to dance music and other types of experimental dance music things. So currently how we have it set up is we have a 4-point system in the front room. So you walk in and it's like all the slat wall. There's 4 flown tops. We have fully like acoustic treated walls. So we have sound panels on the walls. And then we have like 4 subs as well. So it sounds very tight in here for sure.
It's very, very crispy. Yeah, one of the best sound systems I've like had the pleasure to play on and also dance to. So I miss it a lot.
In LA.
What was that, Constantine?
That sounding room in LA.
I totally agree with you, although I haven't been to heaps of rooms in LA, but I would say that with confidence, yep. And I'm definitely not biased. So I guess I kind of want to touch upon like what is Canary, how did it come about, and like who are the different people involved with it overall?
Sure. So it started about 5 years ago. We started right as the pandemic was starting. So our first exhibition came down as lockdown was starting. And at first we were just doing exhibitions. We kind of had no real connection to dance music or anything like that other than us going raving. So the founders is myself, Kel, and then Ben, who's not with us right now. He's at a different meeting, unfortunately. But so we started back then. We threw this like show and we got into like art forums. We're like, okay, we can't just like close this even though the pandemic is starting. Like we'll figure out a way to keep going. And part of our space is we had 2 24/7 live cams in the space. And that's kind of a calling to like performance art. And we wanted to have the space 24/7 accessible to anyone, even if they're not here. So like if we have an exhibition up or if there's a performance going, you know, you can't make it, you can just kind of tune in, watch and listen. So that kind of carried us through the pandemic. We did a bunch of programming that was like site specific here where people, even if they couldn't come because of COVID, you know, they could tune in.
Yeah.
Once we got out of COVID and kind of while we're still in that pandemic process, I kind of started buying up a bunch of theater system speakers. Mm. There's all these like crazy deals on them. And the idea was to be able to use them for sound and video artists because, you know, too often these art galleries will have really cool sound and video works where the artists have been laboring over how these things sound, you know, the mix and the master of it. And then galleries will just kind of throw up some KRKs or like Yamahas on a wall and call it, you know. So we really wanted to, as a space that's dedicated to those types of more experimental, like new media forms, we wanted to really have dedicated resources for that. And so we did that. And at a certain point, as things were starting to open up again, and, you know, our friends and I, who all like to go to underground raves, we started going to raves again. And we're kind of like, well, why don't we just kind of do some of these ourselves? So it started off really slow. We did one like every 2 months or even longer. And then they started picking up. And the thing that really escalated things was we had that month of those free Thursday parties. And that came about because there's an artist who was supposed to do an exhibition, but then we had to postpone it to a later date for personal reasons. And so we kind of were left with like a bunch of programming that we need to fill. So this was after we just kind of come off a run of a couple parties where we're like, okay, well, let's try doing these like free Thursday parties. And that really popped off. And that also kind of, you know, the feedback that we got from our community was just like, we really do need a space in LA that's doing consistent music things, because one of the problems here is that everything is underground. Well, it's not a problem. It's just the way it is, because our curfew is at 2 a.m. for serving alcohol.
Yeah.
And so it creates really like early nightlife, and that's really not that conducive to dance music, you know, which pushes, you know, till 4 the earliest is normally when things typically end. So
yeah,
everything underground. So, you know, we're still doing things underground, but we're one of the few dedicated spaces that's keeping it going and consistently being here and trying to build, yeah, an audience around the space. And
and I feel like it's quite rare in LA to have, yeah, like you say, like a venue that is, I mean, there's clubs, but they're not necessarily clubs for dance music specifically, like electronic dance music and of like various genres. And if you are going to a party, it's like probably a warehouse, or it might be under a bridge or something, and it could very much like get shut down. Like, right. That's a risk. And it's nice to be in a space that feels kind of permanent and like you can go back to it, you know?
Well, Khan is a good example of our community. Do you want to explain how
we met?
Yeah.
Remember? Literally, this was right when the pandemic ended too. Yeah. So when it must have been your first show, or one of the DeForest Brown Jr. show.
Yeah. I can't remember.
It was like during the summer, and I saw DeForest Brown Jr., who's like this great artist I like, and he also makes music as speaker music. He's really good. He also wrote a really good book about techno.
Yes. I can link that afterwards.
he had a show on. I was like, oh, this guy's really cool. I'm gonna go check it out. Came here and then started talking to Kel and Ben. And I don't know, we ended up talking about drum and bass.
Yeah. I think that's what we did too, Kel, when we first met.
Kel turned off the R and started playing drum and bass. So, yeah, and then, and then Kel came to Carnival.
Carnival. Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm from the UK originally. And then, I don't know, I mean, I played at some of those free Thursdays, and then, I don't know, just got more hooked into the space, and then eventually like this is how like the label came about. And so Kel and Ben asked like about starting a label, and you know, it was like I've been wanting to dip my hands into something like that, so I was really happy about that. And that's how like that all came about.
Yeah. And this is the first output.
Yeah,
which is pretty exciting. And it's cool to play it as well on the other day it releases. So, super hyped.
We got the promo.
Yeah. And you've got a compact disc release as well as part of this. So it's digital and physical too over on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, we talked a lot about having like something physical to go with the release, you know?
Yeah.
More like tangible or whatever you want to say, but yeah, like, you know, people work really hard on it, and then if it just becomes like another digital artifact, it's not as special.
Yeah,
or like you can't like tell
that, like, And it's like quite cool to have that ephemera around, especially like a first release too. Mm-hmm. And everyone listening, if you're into cool dance music, go look up Canary Soundwork on Bandcamp and have a look at the CD. It's got a really cool design. There's kind of like a trigger thing. Is that right? That like pushes the CD out.
Yeah. Trigger case.
Yeah.
Originally like a library system. Very compact.
Yeah. Very slim, very tidy and sleek. Everyone would have missed that, but Cal just did finger guns when I said
I wanted to say one thing about the space or even the label. Like Zen Ball is just kind of how we've operated the space. And I'd say this is my advice to anyone who's trying to start a space or any project like this, is kind of just let things grow organically. Mm. Like how I said in the beginning, we weren't intending on starting like a music space out of here either. And things just naturally, where our interests went, where kind of the community needs went. And, you know, we're always looking for feedback from people who are coming here, working with us, you know, always trying to improve things. And music things just started to happen, and we leaned into it because it felt right. You know, we saw that this is things that people needed and people wanted and people were responding to. And then, you know, that's how the parties kept on getting pushed and developed further. You know, we kept on pushing the sound system, you know, all these different things. And then the label was something we never intended on doing, but it's just something that we noticed, how there are all these really talented people around here who were meeting up at our parties, at our openings. You know, people were starting to collaborate, people that we just made friends through the space.
Mm.
Just working with artists, producers, working with producers, people DJing here. And, you know, it's when there's something there, it's kind of like lightning in a bottle. It's like, it kind of would have been a shame for us not to start it and try to push things out, you know, from here. Cause you know, LA has a long history of music and rave culture, but you know, it's kind of hard, I think, to define what the sound of LA is. And
yeah,
you know, there's tons of different pockets of it. So I'm not going to claim that we have like the only sound of it, but you know, I think there is this really interesting like IDM, dubstep, techno based scene like coming out of here. And Zen Model is really indicative of that sound, you know, and working with them definitely felt like a very organic thing. And yeah, super happy to have them as our first release. Like Khan said, they're extremely talented and really excited.
Yeah, and it's such a good first release as well. So congrats to you guys, congrats to Zen Model. And yeah, there's like, I guess, probably have to say goodbye very soon, but thank you for calling. There's like...
Thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, of course. Oh. Love you guys, and I miss you. And it's really nice to see your faces on the Zoom.
Yeah.
If everyone tuned in, they have lovely, lovely faces, and they're very smiley.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I guess you guys have like a couple different ways, or like Canary, there's a couple different ways people who are not based in LA can kind of like link into stuff that you're doing. Yeah, you have a radio show on Dublab.
Yep,
and record label, it's on Bandcamp, and then also the website, canarytest.com.
So we have our website, which is, I forgot what it is, it's thecanarytest.com, and if you tune in right now you can see Constantine and I sitting in the front room. Our Instagram, which is canarytest on Instagram, the Bandcamp, Canary Soundwork. And then, yeah, every first Sunday, we're live on Dublab. We try and keep a lot of like guests coming through. So our next guest will be Ben Bondi and special guest DJ.
Whoa.
That'll be
sorry.
I'll be good.
I wish I was there.
But honestly, the best way to follow what's going on is just follow the Instagram, because we'll post like when the radio's up, if there's new releases on Bandcamp. So that's kind of our central hub for things. And if you're ever in LA, please come by and say that you heard us on the radio and come to one of our parties.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Also, as a quick side note, there's a very cool link to Aotearoa as well with this release, because Ike Zwanekin, who's a Kiwi, did the mastering, so that's pretty cool. Cool to see. And Ike is an amazing producer in his own right, too.
Yeah. Shout out Ike. If anyone needs mastering, hit him up. He's your boy. He's really talented as well.
He's genius on the mastering.
And music as well.
Yeah.
And it's just right. Like, he does it right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very appropriate mastering. Yeah. Okay, so thank you guys for jumping on. Yeah, this has been a little interview with Canary Soundwork, Callan Constantine, about Zen Model's new EP out on that label, My Device 3-track. It came out today. I'm going to now play Fisheye off the EP, but at full volume and not just quietly twinkling away while we talk. So say thank you again, Callan Constantine. Hopefully see you soon in person.
Yes, please.
We shall see. Okay.
Miss you.
Yeah, miss you too. Oh, thank you. Okay. Jump into this track right now.